I place great value on the attentiveness to the words my spirit speaks, on the bowing of one's life to follow me. It is through this that I am able to bring forth the promise of outpourings of my spirit and fitly join lives together in me. Those who do not take heed to my speaking, those who take the things of my spirit lightly, also take lightly other things that are of me. But those who value my spirit speaking, those who take my words as the treasure of wisdom speaking, those who have a maturity, I am using to bring forth my revival power, my presence and anointing. And it will be said that the knowledge of the glory of the Lord is filling the earth just as the waters cover the sea. All that is necessary for your life in me comes from me, and my presence and my speaking are highly valued, much more than earthly things, for that which is of the Spirit is eternal, but that which is of this earth fades away. The value I place on these things cannot be spoken of too highly. I alone know how to bring to birth that which is in my speaking, and I alone know the things that must be spoken to each one who has ears to hear me. In the days that are coming, there will be a people drawn who will learn the things that are in my army's equipping, and one of these will be the utmost importance I place on my speaking. But some would say, isn't that heresy? No, there is no heresy, for just as my followers held to my speaking, and my disciples listened attentively to every word that came forth from me, even so is the value of my present-day speaking. For I still have yet many things to say, many things to be heard from me. My speaking has not stopped, but comes by my Spirit as He faithfully delivers every word He hears. And that which He hears is spoken of necessity for those who will hear and take heed and believe. The word recorded and the words that I still speak, all that the Father has is mine and is yours, and includes every word of the Father's speaking. This is the heavenly bread that is essential to the journey of life in me. Since the beginning, not one word of my speaking is without purpose or meaning, for I do not speak lightly. Every word has meaning, and for my purposes comes forth from me. It brings me great pleasure when that which is spoken is esteemed as essential to life's journey with me. Hold fast into greater understanding, and know that as it has been said, the knowledge of the glory of the Lord shall fill the earth as the waters cover the sea.